Parsky Sovai, you have the Teichacha, and one of the Psukim Teichacha is Tachta Shalavarata Hashem Lekecha B'Simcha Leva Meroiv Kael. And instead of that, Avarata Seivecha Asher Shalchen Hashem Boch B'Rov B'Tzom B'Rimcha Yisra Kael. So the Pasuk says over here, the Ki'ilu Davera that was specially being done on is Tachta Shalavarata Hashem Lekecha B'Simcha Leva. The very Pashta Lashon is that you didn't do all of Avodas Hashem when things were good. When you had things going well, based like Rashi's Voyage of the Fakultai. The Rambam and a lot of other Mekremis, the Mashmos is that the Avera is because you weren't Avod Hashem Lekecha, the Simchot Tov Leivav. That you didn't include Simchot Tov Leivav in your Avodah, you didn't do Avodah B'Simcha, and B'Meila you get all these Einshim. The Rambam says in Mefurish, the Rambam says that the Simcha, and the Rambam Halacha says that the Simcha in Avodas Hashem is a big mitzvah, and the Pasuk here says, so Tasa Shalavat Hashem goes into Leivav. It's very hard to understand. I mean, Ava, Kavana, Yiro, there are a lot of Inyanim that enhance a mitzvah. You have the Shem Yichud, the Chassidus of Shem Yichud say B'tchilo V'chimo, I'm being kind of myself with Ava, B'yira, Kavanas is an important thing. Those are very, very important Chalokim that give life to a mitzvah. But it's very hard to say that this becomes the Iker, the mitzvah, in a way that you get such terrible punishments. I mean, the first Teichacha is, let's say, Keneged, the first bias, like Ramban says. That was Keneged Avodizara, Gilarai, Shvechaz Domim. And the second one is Keneged, the lack of Simcha and Avodas Hashem. So it's a Dava Tamua. But Kochach, that Simcha, in the sense we're referring to, is something that's the yisoid of it. And we have to understand in what way are we talking about that Simcha is the yisoid of the Avodah, and that Simcha is the nekuda that the whole Teichach goes on it. And in some ways, this Teichach is much harsher. The Chazal said the Teichach Devarim is a harsh Teichach because Moshe said it. So there seems to be something here that's even stronger than the Guf Avera. And that's an akuda that we have to be aimed on. You find also a whole series of places where when a person has things good, he's not Avid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shemanta, Visa, Kashisa, that Klal Yisrael, Hazinu, that when they become fat, when they become satiated, they start slacking off and not doing Avodas Hashem. Pasuk says that a person is afraid that maybe I'll be a rush and I'll steal, or I'll be an usher and I'll be makhish, I'll swear falsely. There are nesyonos that are specific to Ashirus, Koichi Batzim Yadi, and so on. The Pashta Pshat is that as long as a person has Tzaris, there's something that's tempering his gaiva. He has something that brings home the fact that he's not such a big shot. That's the Pashta Pshat of it. But where a person has things good, he doesn't have any immediate lesson teaching him he's not so great. But I think it's deeper than that. I think there's an akuda and a knetch over here of there's a certain type of avoda when a person is chosakol, as we say, and a certain type of avoda when the person has it good. And the fact that we were lacking the ability to be oivid then, we have to go back to a massive Eim Chayzakar. And we'll try to explain it as we go on to Hemshah. In the beginning of the parasha, you have Parsha's Bikurim. Ki'ilu, the counterpart of the mitzvah of, or the Teichacha of Simcha, is the mitzvah of Bikurim. In the mitzvah Bikurim, you say v'samachta b'chol atayv v'shnasuncha. It's the only mitzvah, I think, besides Yontif, where Simcha is a factor of the Zman. This mitzvah includes mefurish achi of Simcha. It's called v'samachta b'chol atayv v'shnasuncha. And halachically, We learn from here that it can only be brought in Zman Simcha. It's only in a time when a person is besimcha, that's when he can bring it. But so here Simcha is something which is, we pick the mitzvah that Simcha in it. It's not the Zman is Goyrim, and it's something which actually gets into the halacha of Davos Bikurim. It's interesting, of all these inyanim, what is it that causes, why is this the one associated with Simcha? Also, in Vidui Maisris, the Pasuk says, I gave Vinasati La Levi La Ger La Mona Yosel Mona Chot Baruch Shav Seveyu, and you say Biyata Kreshna Bayis Vigam Nesati La Levi La Ger La Yosel Mona Chot Baruch Shav Seveyu. So on Kechol Mitzvos HaShativi Soni, Rashi says, what is Kechol Mitzvos HaShativi Soni? So he says that I gave it the way it's supposed to be given. Shamati b'koil Hashem lekai, which means I was mekayim the whole inyan. Osisi kechol hashativi soni, somachti v'simachti boy. That the osisi kechol hashativi soni in the general mitzvahs of the sodeh, I was somachti v'simachti. That's the sum total. That's Shamati b'kol Hashem lekoi asisi kechol hashativi soni. With that, we finish saying what's incumbent upon me is asisi kechol hashativi soni, and then we say Ashkiva ma'inkotcha the tefillah. So the sum total of the kechol hashativi soni is the samachti v'simachti boy. Even the sense of feeding the alman and the ger and the yasim, we should say that we fed hungry people. Feeding hungry people is a tremendous mitzvah. A poor person is hungry, he's dying of hunger, and I feed him. He does not pay nasa, and when we want to be ma'ir rachmin. So we speak about the great need of the person. And yet this is called, in the Loshna Torah, this is the samachti v'simachti. It's the simcha sheboy, and it's the simcha I have, and the simcha that he has. The Torah puts it very clearly. The parashas of Bikurim and Maisis together with the Nekud of Simcha as being the Iker, and then and the whole in the Vidu Maisis Sheni, we encompass all of the Inyanim of Matnas Aniyah, Matnas Kehuna, all the mitzvahs of Zroyim go into the parash of Samachti v'Simachti, and the Teichacha that comes immediately afterwards is referring to the problem of Tasa Shalvatas and Chechol Simchut Leibah. So we need to understand the inyan of the simcha, and the inyan, the whole framework of Avodas Hashem that has in itself this angle of simcha. Let's start with a chazal in Mishlei. It's in the Shechut Teva Mishlei. The pasuk says, "Uliyotzei Shalom Simcha." The pasuk in Mishlei. So Chazal say the lesson is Kol mi sheyoshin al mitose balayla, a person that's sleeping at night in bed, va'oime, and he says lemocha ani mashkim ve'es a teva pleini, tomorrow I'm going to do a teva with a pleini, osid lismoyach im atzadikim gan eden lasid lavo, he's going to be sameach with tzadikim gan eden shenema leyotze shalom simcha. So uleyotze shalom means anyone who anticipates doing the mitzvah beforehand is going to be zocher to simcha. The thing that is zocher to is simcha. So let's try to understand. Chazal here are giving us a tremendous mafteach for the whole inyan. And let's try to understand a little bit the inyan over here. When a person perceives, when a person is lacking something, the Maral says Avodas Hashem is built on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Ilah and we're the Olul, and the Olul is always a chaser klape the Ilah. That's the lashon that the Maral uses, meaning as follows: a person klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the chaser klape the Shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shleimus, that's the Metzius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Sholim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's we, by as being Nevroim, are chaserim, and in the chaser, we dehera ourselves as a Nivra, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Bore. Let's understand it. Avodas Hashem requires a certain kli, a certain keli. When I tell a person, be over HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have to be aware of a certain nekud in the person, a certain deher in the person. What is the deher that I'm aware in a person when I preach Avodas Hashem? When I'm telling to Avodas Hashem, what am I aware in a person? So the first daga is that a person is a chaser be'etzem, l'mashal. It says in the pasuk, v'adam ayim ba'aretz, that since there was no person to be mespalo for gshamim, so there was no gshamim. The world is lacking chiyus, without Adam, and specifically without Adam be mespalo. So if I'm oimid on a person, if I'm getting a person to be oimid on the nekuda, that be'etzem he doesn't have bina, be'etzem he doesn't have refuah, be'etzem he doesn't have bracha, parnasa, without a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so the person deheres himself as the chaser he is. That is what I deher the person as. And now, when I'm standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that places me in a position of a makabel from Mashpia. A makabel from Mashpia is always the makabel the chaser the Mashpia has. That's the yachas. Without that, there's no yachas. So the first thing that Avodas Hashem obligates a person is deharing himself as a chaser, and that's a lowest darga. The fact that the person is missing anything, he's an ilah, and it's be'etzem a chaser. It's olo, and be'etzem a chaser. And Avodas Hashem consists of trying to get a Kadosh Baruch Hu to mashpia into those chesronos. That's the first step of Avodas Hashem. There's a second step. Now, this step itself, when a person's lamashal, if a person has a need, he hasn't eaten all day yet, so he needs a piece of bread and a drink of water. Those are his real needs, and he's very desperate for it. When those needs are fulfilled, there is no hargasha of simcha in any way, because I took care of a hole. There was a problem. There was a disease. A person who gets healed from a disease, we say that he's very happy, but really the person had tremendous daiga before him. The relationship, the sense of the sense of the person's emotions when he's lacking something essential is daiga. And afterwards, it's shalva, I would say, is the right word for it. He's Baruch Hashem. I had what to eat. I was mom is starving. I already was fainting, and a piece of bread fell in, and a glass of water fell in. I and I'm okay. That's the hagoshes of that person. There's another sense of chisarin. A person has a koyach hanefesh that projects outwards. For instance, a person is sitting and he's ambitious and he says, Mananach Yeshrim Hayoim, like it says by Navi, I could be a great person. I could be very big. I could make a lot of money. I could know a lot. I could be famous. Let's take the very simple, basic, push ambitions. The person creates a vacuum and of anticipation, and when he fulfills that vacuum, he's besimcha. So the person ki'ilu builds a clay kibul, and that projection of his nefesh, and when it's fulfilled, it's besimcha. So l'mashal, let's take the most elementary inyan. The Goyen says that the most elementary union of simcha is bonim. A person is a shalem in his own right. He's he has what to eat and so on. He doesn't have a tsar, but because the most elementary anticipation of a person is that he create deiris, that he be mamshach his inyanim deiris, so there's a anticipation for it. And b'meila, when that's fulfilled, the simcha, because there's a sense that the person has gotten a fulfillment of his ratzon. So the person's metzias as he is, his guf, and is a chaser, and when he fulfills those chasronos, there's no sense of simcha. A person's nefesh, or his ratzon, creates, anticipates a certain inyan. That inyan becomes in the need of fulfillment. But since be'etzim, it's a chisern of the nefesh that was there, then its fulfillment brings simcha. The Maral speaks about this by Richus, that simcha is a tchuna that's only shayach to the nefesh. And when a person is besimcha, he says rikida, is the expression of simcha, because rikida is a certain lightness of the nefesh over the chaymer, and therefore the expression of simcha is berikida dafka, because it's where kilu the nefesh is the overwhelming component of the person and nothing else. So it's a miyut of the chaymer nefesh. A bal chay can feel tremendous chisaron if its physical needs are not met, hunger and pain are common to Baal HaChayim. It prods them into action, but you don't find neither ambition nor simcha in a Baal HaChayim. You find needs, drives to fulfill those needs, and once it's fulfilled, it's shalva. A cow will keep looking for food. It'll get more and more destroyed as it doesn't have it. Once it's eaten, it's content. And every Baal Chaim is like that. What a Baal Chaim does not have any shaykhus to, there's no ambition. L'mashal, it's hard to tell a Baal Chai the home it is, but a Baal Chai has no sense, no ambition to have deiris, no simcha with the deiris. I mean, simply on an animal level. There's a mother instinct to protect it, and that's it. There's not any sense, and if it doesn't have, if it's not moilet, it's not moilet. The whole mitzvah of having children, the need, the anticipation, the simcha, is completely not shaykh to Baal Chai, because he's not shaykh to this world of tsefi, meaning outlook, ambition, and fulfillment, and simcha. That's a whole, that chelech has no shaykh to Baal Chai, because it's not coming from there. The Maral says simcha is a pull of the nefesh dafka, because it's this world. So we have another chelik of Adam, a chelik of Adam that's a chaser mikoyach is etzem mitzias, and that creates basic needs, and that creates the religious instinct, the anticipation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a low level. And then we have a new chelik of Adam that's an expression of his nefesh. The nefesh projects outwards, projects a ratzon, and fulfillment of this ratzon is moilet simcha, because it's a nafshistic fulfillment. When the person is eaten, the person was hungry and he's eaten, that's a fulfillment of his guf, and there's no simcha to that. He ate and that's it. When a person fulfills ambition to accomplish something, that's a nefeshtik of ratzon, it's a nefeshtik of need, and its fulfillment gives simcha, because that's the hagrasha of the nefesh. That is the world, that's the second chelik of Avodas Adam, and a whole new mahalo. The Magid Mishnah, the Rambam brings down, we have it marked for tomorrow's shir, the Rambam in Hilchos Lulav about simcha and Avodas Hashem. The Rambam says about how important it is and so on. The Magid Mishnah explains it, that practically speaking, what does it mean that a person does a mitzvah b'simcha or not b'simcha? So the Magid Mishnah says, if it's done be'oynis, if it's done b'chiyuv and be'oynis, then it's not b'simcha. And if it's done b'rotzen, it is b'simcha. So it's not just a pshat. Listen, if you force me to do something, I'm not so thrilled about it, and I keep getting out of it. If you don't force me to do it, and I want to do it, so I'm much happier about it. That's not what the Magid Mishnah means. The Magid Mishnah means something a lot more profound. The Magid Mishnah means, oinus goes from A to Z. Anything that I have to do is not the expression of my nefesh. That's me in a gufnistic sense. Even if I have to do it for my nefesh. But the word is, anything which was imposed on me be'etzem. I come born with a need for food. I come born with a need for clothing. There's a lashon in Chazal, I think it was about Tzidkiyo, where Melech Bavel kept him without his wife, and he had tsar. So the lashon Chazal is the daughter of the Melech told the Melech, you know, something about his asiyas tzrochim, which is an expression used for getting rid of waste products. In other words, anything which is simply built into the person that wasn't done with bechira, that's a need, a given need, is part of the person's guf, not his nefesh. The minimum amount of what a person needs in terms of attention. Even things that we speak of as nafshistika needs, but by being a need, it belongs in the first category. Anything which is an expression of rotzen, that's the second category. That's that belongs in the second realm. So the Magid Mishnah says, if a person looks at mitzvahs as imposed mitzvahs, not that he thinks that Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing, and it's for my benefit, and it's for my good, and so on and so forth, but if it's not an expression of my rotzen, it falls on the first category, and there is no simcha as a result of it. That's how the Magid Mishnah explains. So let's understand the teichachas and so on. Let's understand its perspective. We're talking about avodas Hashem. The first level of avodas Hashem is to the Her Hakadosh Baruch Hu as hechreya. And if Klal Yisrael does terrible avodas, the pshat is that they're not the hearing of Kadosh Baruch Hu as the bayre. In other words, if a person thinks he can do avodah zarah and gerayis and shpichas damim and so on and get away with it, then the person is lacking the first level. And that's why the teichacha is there to hammer in the message of the Kadosh Baruch Hu is adayin koil, and a person doesn't have what to eat, and a person doesn't have anything without it. That's the first level of avodah. To remain at that level of avodah means that a person is a bal chayim. He's a glorified bal chayim. A bal chayim needs food and drink and shelter, and an adam needs to daven and to learn because Akash Baruch was mitzavet. Even if you can understand it on a deeper level, but the pshat is that it was imposed on me by Akash Baruch. And yes, Akash Baruch knows what's good for me and so on and so forth. But that's all my sum total of Avodas Hashem is a very low level of Avodas Hashem. It's fulfilling my needs. Melu, there's no mocker for Simcha. Tachas HaShavad HaShem HaKel Simcha Tuv Leva. Or later we see Avisa Kashisa. It's not just simply the Pshat because I have been Oyved Hashem, because I have no problems, I tend to slack off. It's much deeper than that. I don't have a mokum avoda in past the point of needs. As long as there are needs, there's a mokum avoda. It's not just that the person forgets that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him all this food and so on and so forth. It's the pshat that the person himself does not have any mokum avoda past the point of inborn needs. And that's not Klal Yisrael. That is a churban. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Tashavad Zom Simcha Tuv Leivav means that the person has done something which is, he's not being over Hashem on level 2, So we have to prod you back with level one. It's a lot deeper than the Teichacha in the first round. It's because the person hasn't been able to create a model of Eretz Hashem from Toiv and from Simcha, that he has to go back to the more basic level of being Oivid, Mitoich, Tsar, and Motzo. The Bikurim and the mitzvah of Bir Maisris, we're talking over there about not a particular mitzvah. Bikurim is the very first mitzvah of Sadeh, and Vira Maisris is the very last. The Rashi says a lashon by Bikurim, Adam yored l'toich sadeil, and he sees which one grew first, and it's Kosher Gami. Roya Tena Shabikra is Kosher Gami. When we speak of a person, when a person eats, he fulfills a need that he's hungry. When a person plants and stuff grows, that's a type of activity that falls into the category like having children, productivity, and producing, and getting more. A person who's on a low level just eats whatever he finds when he's hungry. A person on a higher dagger clears a field, plants, plows, and when he brings everything in, there's this man of simcha. It's a lot more, it's the first stage of having anticipation, of being tsoifer, and getting it. So when a person, the Chazal are telling us, or the Psukim Etzim, that in the din of Maisris, in the din of mitzvahs hasodeh, since sodeh is something which relates that area, planting, harvesting, and so on, is already one step towards that type of avoda, that's where simcha has to be woven in. Simcha expresses itself in two oifanim. It expresses itself in anticipation. The person looks forward towards it. Nobody looks forward towards going to the doctor, even though it's very necessary. If a person needs medical care, he feels very fortunate that he has good medical care and constant examinations and whatever goes into good medical care, because it fits the world of need. But nobody anticipates and looks forward to it. It's a need. So when you need it, you have it. And nobody has a feeling after the simcha that he did it. On the other hand, when a person is looking forward to winning a big contest, he looks forward to the contest. And when the person won it, he's besimcha. The Adam Yerotel Sadeu Bikurim is starts, the very first mitzvah sasada starts with a person going down to the seeds he planted and looking around and saying, where is Bikurim? That's the type of inyan, just like the person's own hagasha, when he plants a field, is already in the nature of past his needs. It's in the nature of creating, in the nature of bringing out. The mitzvah parallels, and the mitzvah is other men of Sadeu, and he looks around, and he's mitzapet to where in the world is he going to find the first bikurim to bring. The sum total of all the mitzvahs, Hasada, is samachti v'simachti. It's not just that I fed hungry people, it's that I created in the world and brought simcha. When a person feeds someone else, when a person cares for somebody else, there are two agashas. One agasha is he's not hungry, and Matan B'Seisa does that. The person finds a loaf of bread, and that's fine. There's a second hagasha that somebody cared for me. Somebody actually troubled himself. I have a person that cares for me. That's the hagasha of simcha. So in the world of tzedakah and fulfilling needs, you have the first level, and then you have the simachta, the simachti, that I created for someone else the feeling that there's a person that cares about him. That's in Binom Chaver, that's that dimension. So that's what Chazal say, that if a person, the medrash in Mishlei that we start out with, if a person is laying at night in his bed and he's mitzape lasis toiv al chaveri, extraordinary how Chazal pictured it. The person is laying in bed, and once he starts working, he's working, he's doing what he's supposed to do. But the fact that there's a tsefi for something beforehand, he's anticipating it, means that this is, he's created an ambition for his nefesh. His nefesh is now excited to go and to do the taiva. The reward fit is the simcha. The leyoyatzei shalom simcha is that since this person here is going ahead and he's looking forward to it, so the schar for that is simcha. It goes past the framework of nom erech chaver. Exactly like we paralleled over here, the overriding, the overarching inyan of it is the samachti and the simachti. Now, there's another dimension to the inyan of simcha, and it parallels it. The Arizal was megalot to Talmud Rav Chaim Vital, that the reason he was zeichet, the Arizal lived very short life, and the depth and the level of the giluyim that he brought into this world are awesome. Today's chachmas pnim is all his, built on his words, almost like a matan Torah almost. And he told his Talmud once, the Sefer Chareidim brings it down, that he told the Reb Chaim Vital why he was zeich, what was the mitzvah he did that he was zeich to? So he said, it's not any particular mitzvah, it's that all the mitzvahs he did with a it's true only the simcha. The word is Ruach HaKodesh to normal matzav of the neshama is like a neshama to a guf. It's a neshama yaseira, so to speak. And therefore, it follows the same pattern. Kolzman, if a person is be'atzvus, a person is busy with his needs, and he's focused on his needs, and b'meila, that's the world that he lives in. If a person builds out a world of ruchnius, that engenders simcha, and b'meila, the person has the dimension of the neshama, which is this whole chiluk of Torah, of Pnimius HaTorah. It's not the specific giluyim as much as the source of the entire Pnimius of Torah is a Pnimius of these inyanim. I'd like to bring it over to something that's very much us. If we look around at, everybody's looking at what mitzvahs and yanim yaskim etakin for yamedin, which is the right thing to do, and everybody has his needs, everybody has his things that he's lacking. We don't, there's no lack of things we're lacking if you're metakin in our mitzvahs and maisim per se. But there's a whole other dimension that we don't even think about. It's mushas. I heard year 2 years ago, Rebbe Yishvei said over that he ate for Rebbe Zalman to say the night. This is going back over 50 years ago at least. Rebbe Zalman was lifted in 53, so this must have been in 52, 53, maybe. And he said that there were a lot of things there that he marveled at. The one thing that stuck in his mind was that when he finished the Seder, he got up and with Shemena Simcha, he says, Baruch Hashem, I was zeichet to be mekayim another Seder. The whole sense that mitzvahs are an ambition, and it's much harder to see it obviously in day-to-day mitzvahs, but it's something in mitzvahs that come is man as man, we make a shechiyanov because the garim simcha that a person should learn before a mitzvah comes up, and definitely you have to be careful not to fool yourself, and that's why mitzvahs that come is man as man are easier. Mitzvahs that are daily are much harder. The person is not sincere about it, what he says. But the person has to begin to understand his perspective on mitzvahs. The person has to say, in a week and a half from now, I'm going to be mekayim the mitzvah of Shefa. The mitzvah of Shefa is an awesome mitzvah, and it's coming my way. I have it come. When a person finishes being mekayim, how does it feel about it? Does a person have the sense of getting up and saying, Baruch Hashem, I was zeichet to be mekayim the mitzvah? This is something that, to me, it's an achievement. Mitzvah Shefa, Mitzvah Lulav, and Mitzvah Tainis. Those are things to be ambitious about, and things that a person, when he achieves, should be besimcha. The marking of our Shaychas to Olam HaMitzvahs is the before and the after. If there's Sefi beforehand, and again, I always stress you have to be very careful not to fool yourself into it. But if you, the Shtavos is learn about it. Learn a Maimer and a Kuda that gives you some appreciation for it. And B'meila does a Tsefi for it. Take a minute before you do a mitzvah and just focus on it. It's like we do with Kir Shefa. Before you take the Lulav and Esek, don't just take it. 1 minute, just say, I'm ready now to be Mekayim. I'm a successor with a raisa, with a minimal kavana, that the mitzvah is to take a little vessel and to be made a takarish profu by using a little vessel. That's what the Shem Yichud. The problem is every time we make a takana, it becomes part of the road. So even if we say the Shem Yichud, it's part of the same road. And it's very hard to free yourself from it. But at least understand what you're accomplishing. You're not just embellishing. The problem is we look at the Shem Yichud as embellishing the mitzvah. So Beseda, you know, I mean, we're not looking for hider mitzvah. But it's not. It's a whole new approach to the Olam HaMitzvah, to Olam HaTorah. If a person would stop and pause a minute, the problem is because it's daily, so it's not easy to be emes about, to be real about it. But a person can do it, mizman lazman, and say, a human ambition is to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chachma. To be Omer Vashal Chachma. I have the schus and the ability to do it. It starts with brachas and finishes with nida. That's what I'm going to do. And when a person finishes himself, a person says, I've accomplished, I've put one piece into place. Those are things that machshavas that bring a person to a whole new world. And it's one of the key ingredients. It's not just the high madrega. Everybody in a certain way has the ability to be shaykh to it. I mean, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave such a techacha, then it's all Kol Yisrael and all shaykh to it. The mitzvah of simcha means anticipating, understanding, these are my ambitions. A person was put into this world, and the things he can reach for are Torah, tefillah, staka. When a person, imagine when a mashulah comes to the door, and he comes always at the wrong time and the wrong place. It's never terribly convenient. So everybody gives stuff. They give stuff. And people try to be nice because you have to be nice to the ani. What if a person were to think about it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has shluchim in the world. And it's a tremendous schus to be the one picked to be his shliach. And right now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just said, I think I'm sending Chaim down now for Shlichus. I mean, a person waits for that. When, if it's somebody very chashev, people always flocking around to try to be the one, the messenger boy to do it, to take care of the shamashas. This is shamashas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just said, Chaim, I think you're the person to take care of it. And when a person takes care of it, a person says, I had a schus to take care of it. It's something that once a person begins to understand it that way, with time, that becomes his metzias. He looks at it as an ambition, and he responds to it with simcha. I was able to take care of it. I was able to do it. I took care of it, and I have another feather in my belt. It's a whole new mahalach and understanding thing. And if we're looking besides pratim in our Avodas Hashem, a kololistic inyan is simcha, and a person who starts by anticipating things, the schar is that when he's done it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mezakim with the simcha shel mitzvah.
Thank you.